Here's your Stoke FM news for Tuesday, January 17th, 2023. I'm Megan Dooling. The city could have done better. That's what Chief Administrative Officer Evan Parliament says about the lack of snow clearing over the Christmas weekend. Parliament looked into what happened at the end of December and made four recommendations to improve services. These include having the city communicate to the public in advance of lower service levels. Also, updating the snow removal policy, which is 22 years old. Also, having senior staff designate someone to fill their role while they're out of office. Also, updating the collective agreement so people who clear the streets are considered essential. Here's Evan Parliament. And Evan, after you did your review, what did you learn about how many people were on call for snow removal over December 24th to 27th?
Well, I had extensive conversations with the crew itself, led by Jesse Adam and his crew. I also had a chance to sit down with the managers, both Mike Manson and Steve Black. And being that, best way I can explain it, Megan, is that being that this year Christmas was on a Sunday, Boxing Day was on a Monday, and the 27th was a Tuesday, what we had, and I said earlier, sort of this perfect storm scenario, where we had three back-to-back statutory holidays. That would be Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Tuesday is a stat holiday because it recognizes Boxing Day, and Boxing Day was a holiday because it recognizes Christmas. So you had Sunday, Monday, Tuesday off, and our collective agreement allows staff, if it's their day off, to celebrate a stat holiday. And of course, it was Christmas time. And so not all the available staff were available over those 3 days. But most importantly, the staff that decided not to work back-to-back shifts were simply tired. These were the crews that worked the night before. So they would work an evening shift and they were unable to work the next day. So when you add all that up, we did not have the available bodies over those 3 days to clear not only the arterial roads, the main roads, this would be Victoria, 4th, the road to the hospital, etc. We didn't have time to reach the residential streets. On a final note, when all staff are available and there's no stat holidays, we usually have all the roads cleared, including the residential streets, with a fully operational crew within 72 hours, which is something we're going to review, and that's our snow removal policy, and that's what one of my recommendations. The council has a look at the snow removal policy, which hasn't been really reviewed since 2000, and so it's time to open that up and have a look at it and see if we can make it even better next time and reduce some of these challenges when it's a heavy snowfall over the Christmas holidays.
One of your recommendations is to review how leadership positions are filled when there's going to be people on vacation. I'm wondering which positions were vacant in terms of foremen and managers during that time.
Yeah, when you have a holiday, any holiday, especially Christmas, but whether it's Easter or even summer holidays, management, and I'm talking now non-union positions, whether it's supervisory, middle management, senior management, and even myself, when I'm away, there has to be a designate in charge. There should be an acting CAO. When the director of engineering is away, there should be an acting director. And when the manager of operations is away, there should be an acting manager. And so my recommendation is when senior positions are away, and over the holidays, several people were not only away and not working, they were simply out of town. And I was one of them. I celebrated Christmas in Toronto with my sister. So when I'm not around, there has to be a designate in charge, and that goes throughout the entire organization. When I did my review, some operators and frontline workers were asking who's in charge when certain management positions are away. And we have roughly 15 management type positions, middle management, senior management, and those 15 positions should have a designate in charge when they're away, either on holidays, sick time, et cetera, vacation. That's one of the recommendations that I'm putting forward. Not only do frontline workers know who's in charge, but also the public knows who's in charge when senior officials are away from their desk.
Is there currently no protocol in place for that?
There is. There is. We have a lot of moving positions. We've had some retirements. We've had some resignations. We've had people move on. And sometimes those positions aren't properly designated, but there are protocols in place. When you have a revolving door of staff that Revelstoke has survived and experienced the last 3-4 years, sometimes those positions are missed in terms of designates. And that's one of the reasons I've highlighted that in my review. We could do better.
And what do you think it would take to make sure that that protocol is followed, given, like you've said, there have been a lot of movement in positions?
Well, the overall responsibility is mine. And working closely with corporate services, I have to ensure that anytime there's a break in service, like over the Christmas break and City Hall is closed, that communications and corporate services advise me who the designates are, who's away, who's working. And again, the overall responsibility is mine and make sure that those protocols are properly in place and they're implemented.
Now, Evan, I don't know if you have this off the top of your head, and I think it's more just out of my curiosity, but I'm wondering if you know how many snow removal positions are QP positions through the city and how many are through contracts?
No, that's a great question, Megan. That's one of the questions I asked. Roughly, there is a map that I can share. And when I meet with the Chamber of Commerce on Wednesday, I'm going to be bringing this map that shows the entire community, which areas are serviced by contracted services. In other words, companies that we farm out to remove snow, and which areas of the city municipal employees remove snow. It's roughly 65-70% municipal and roughly 30-35% contracted out. But again, I can share that map, and it's a great map because it just shows exactly in detail which areas are contracted out, which are not.
Yeah, that would be great. And I'm kind of have a feeling I know the answer to this question, but I have written down here, do you know why no one was called in to do overtime?
That's more of a question for the manager of roads. Again, the collective agreement, and this is important, if it's your day off on Sunday and it's a stat holiday, there is no language that mandates you to work in the collective agreement. The only exception we have in the collective agreement are the workers at the rec center. Now, the collective agreement is expiring this year, and we're going to review that, and maybe we need to look at other exemptions. But there are no exemptions for any person working on roads to be mandated to work on a day off. And so when you ask the question, who refused overtime, it's no one refused overtime. If it's their day off and it's a stat holiday, they don't need to come into work as per the collective agreement. That's not a management issue. That's not an operator issue. That's just the language in the collective agreement. I personally think there should be exceptions. I think most people would agree, snow removal has a top priority, not whether a lifeguard should be mandated to work on Boxing Day as per the collective agreement, but a snow removal person cannot. And so when I was investigating, I looked for that exact answer to that question, Megan, you know, who, if any, refused overtime work. It wasn't so much refusing overtime work. Again, if it's your day off and it's a stat holiday, you're not mandated to work as per the collective agreement. And that is what handcuffs management or the crew from ensuring that all workers are available, regardless what day of the week it is. So, in short, we were handcuffed by the collective agreement, and we need to make changes.
Do you know, not if anyone refused, but if there was somebody calling people in?
Yes, Jesse Adam is the road foreman, and there's a protocol when you reach out to employees to work. It's based on seniority. So if you have the most senior years and you're an operator, you get the first call. And if you'd been working the night before and you're unavailable to work the next day, and you didn't show up to work because, you know, you're resting, no different than when pilots time out. That doesn't mean they refused overtime. That means they were working the night before and they need a rest period. And then you go down to the next position, and then you go all the way down to the least senior person with the lowest seniority if they're available. And Jesse went through that process at length, and there just simply wasn't anyone available both on the contracted service side, because they were very busy, and the available staff, with a combination of celebrating Christmas at home with family, as per the collective agreement entitles them to, and also those that had worked the night before and were unable to work the next day. There's only so many bodies that we have available. And when you add up all these restrictions, that's why you saw this extra 24 to 48 hours of non-service.
Is Jesse Adam the same Jesse Adam that's the Revelstoke Union local representative?
Correct. Yep.
And given that he is involved, he's the road foreman, you said?
Yep.
So how do you think it will go to negotiate having snow removers as essential workers in the collective agreement, given that that's his position too?
Well, that's a decision QP makes. He represents QP on the collective agreement side and the workers. Myself and our team represent management, the actual city.
Yeah.
And so when you bargain a collective agreement, you have two sides. One is QP, made up of QP members, both internal and external, and the other side is management in the city. So that is up to QP on whether or not Jesse is involved or if there's another designate. I can't comment on that because it's not my call. That's QP's decision.
Right. And do you think the road workers would be amenable to being declared essential so that the collective agreement, so they can kind of be superseded? Yeah.
I don't know what the position of the workers are. All I know is that the workers that did work are exceptional, and we all support them. And I think there's room in the collective agreement to come to a compromise. We're not going to be sitting at the table demanding that this be a hill that we're going to die on. We're going to go in there with our partner and just raise the issue and see if we can come up with a compromise that protects the workers, that they can enjoy a day with their family on a Christmas day or Boxing Day, but make sure, on the other hand, that the public doesn't go 4 or 5 days with no residential street removal. The challenge we have is not so much the residential streets, it's getting the primary arterial roads done immediately. And when you have a constant snowfall, you're just chasing doing the same repeated arterial roads, the high priority roads, therefore not getting to the residential streets. And so I could go on and on about that, but back to your question, we want to work with our partners. So I'm not going in there to mandate anything. I'm just asking them to recognize that there was a delay in services and we all serve the people.
Yeah. I wonder, cause you've called this a perfect storm of the snowfall coming over the statutory holidays over the weekend and then the 2 days after that. But do you think, just given after your investigation and what you saw about the policies and the collective agreement, do you think it's good to examine this and try to make it a bit tighter anyways?
I do. I mean, this year in 2023, Christmas is on a Monday, Boxing Day is on a Tuesday. So this coming Christmas season, even though it's a year away, we will have two stat holidays. This previous Christmas, we had three. And I don't need to repeat myself. And it was that extra 24 hours that caused a lot of hardship for people not being able to get to their car, not able their car to get off the street. All I want to make sure is come this Christmas that we don't see a repeat where, you know, patrons on McKenzie are waiting an extra day because McKenzie Avenue is impassable. I just want to make sure we don't see a repeat of what we saw this previous Christmas. I don't think that will happen because we only have two stat holidays, but we need to amend the language in the collective agreement that recognizes that the only exemption and the only person that could be mandated to work are folks at the rec center. And I think we need to include those also in streets and public works.
And you've talked about, we all know the revolving door of your position, but you've talked about other kind of fluid positions within the city. Do you see that solidifying now, or is it still affecting operations?
No, great question. I feel it's solidifying itself. It's a priority of council to be the employer of choice, as it is mine. I've now been here 5 months. We have a very strong senior management team. They all tell me, you know, they're committed. and they're not going anywhere. They love Revelstoke, and as I do, I think this is a really, really exceptional, unique community, being a resort mountain community. So I don't see a lot of departures because I think we've changed the culture, but we've also made a promise to improve communications. And no longer will the city not respond or simply go dark, if you will. We're going to open up our doors and answer all the questions and build some confidence. And hopefully, staff can be part of that. I don't see any major changes at the management level coming soon because our commitment, our collective commitment is to be an employer choice and to work with this new council for the next 4 years.
Evan Parliament is the Chief Administrative Officer for the City of Revelstoke. I spoke with him yesterday over the phone from Kelowna. Reporting for Stoke FM in Revelstoke, I'm Megan Dooling.